Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 8th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 25 years ago, today in 1999, Nancy Mace became the first woman to graduate from the Citadel, a military college in Charleston, South Carolina. She is now a U.S. representative for South Carolina's 1st Congressional District. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect decreasing wave heights throughout the week, with waist-to-chest-high surf on Wednesday, transitioning to thigh-to-waist-high by Saturday. The swell direction will shift from west to a southwest, accompanied by variable wind. Mornings will generally offer calmer conditions with light wind, while afternoons may see an increase in wind speed and bumpier conditions. Wednesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking poor at 3 to 4 feet and choppy all day. Hang in there, it's looking better later this week. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 1.5 foot incoming tide when the south-southeast swell is 4 feet at 9 seconds and the offshore wind is 10 mile per hour. Ouch. The first high tide Wednesday will be 4 feet at 10:30 a.m. with a 2 foot low tide at 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 63 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the San Diego area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 58 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:35 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:53. It looks like we're in for some clouds through mid-morning, then gradual clearing with a high near 69 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 56. Looking ahead in the weather. Thursday will be cloudy in the morning, then gradually clear with a high near 70 degrees and breezy southerly wind. Friday will be mostly cloudy in the morning, then gradually become sunny, with a high near 72. This weekend will be mostly sunny, with highs in the low 70s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Gator by the Bay, the largest Louisiana-themed music and food festival in San Diego, will light up Spanish Landing Park from May 9th through 12th. The event features a rich tapestry of music genres, including zydeco, blues, Cajun, and New Orleans jazz. With over 100 acts on 7 stages, attendees can also enjoy Creole and Cajun cuisine, highlighted by 10,000 pounds of live crawfish direct from Louisiana. The festival is family-friendly, offers dance lessons, a cooking demo, and a special dance after-party. Now on to sports. Rudy Gobert of the Minnesota Timberwolves has earned his 4th NBA Defensive Player of the Year award, tying the record held by legends Ben Wallace and Dikembe Mutombo. Gobert received 72 out of 99 possible first-place votes, leading ahead of Victor Wembanyama and Bam Adebayo. At 31 years old, Gobert has been pivotal in anchoring the Timberwolves' defense, which boasts the league's top spot at a low opponent field goal percentage. Gobert, a former Utah Jazz player, credits his team's mindset and collective effort for his success in defense. This accolade comes as the Timberwolves currently lead their playoff series against the Denver Nuggets. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Cubs, 3-2. Tonight, the Padres are on the road for the final game of this series with the Cubs. In top news, in March, U.S. consumer credit growth slowed significantly, according to the Federal Reserve. The total consumer credit increased by just over $6 billion, a stark drop from the previous month's $15 billion gain, and well below economists' predictions. This deceleration was marked by a modest 1.5% annual rate increase, a decrease from February's 3.6% rate. Notably, credit card borrowing barely rose, increasing by only 0.1%, which is the slowest growth since April 2021. Meanwhile, non-revolving loans, which include student and auto loans, grew by 2%. This slowdown in consumer borrowing has prompted concerns about the overall health of consumer spending. In business news, cybersecurity startup Wiz recently raised a staggering $1 billion, boosting its valuation to $12 billion. This funding round, contributing to a total of $2 billion raised by the company, was led by Andreessen Horowitz, Lightspeed Venture Partners, and Thrive Capital, with participation from several prominent investors. This investment will support Wiz in its planned acquisitions, product enhancement, and talent development. The company, which achieved a rapid growth in annual recurring revenue, hitting $350 million in 2023, is strategically preparing for a future public offering. Co-founder Asaf Rappaport expressed that Wiz is targeting a $1 billion annual recurring revenue milestone before going public, focusing currently on innovation and customer value. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is under $63,000. Ethereum is $3,000. And Solana is $149. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has unveiled a new iPad Pro featuring a powerful M4 processor, claiming 4 times the performance of previous models. This launch, described by CEO Tim Cook as a significant event for iPad, introduces the most advanced chip used in Apple's tablets to date. The iPad Pro is available in 2 sizes and comes with a redesigned Apple Pencil and Magic Keyboard. The iPad Air also sees updates with an M2 processor and improved AI capabilities. This release is part of Apple's strategy to revitalize its tablet market following a downturn in sales. The company anticipates growth in the iPad sector in the upcoming quarter, amidst broader financial challenges and a significant stock buyback initiative. And in entertainment news, Worcester's Union Station in Massachusetts will be temporarily closed from 10 a.m. to midnight on Wednesday to accommodate the filming of The Walking Dead, Dead City. During this period, the station will serve as a backdrop for this series' 2nd season. Commuters are advised to use the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority lot at 45 Shrewsbury Street for boarding and exiting trains, as announced by City spokesperson Thomas Matthews. Normal operations at Union Station will resume on Thursday. The filming has previously affected several downtown areas, transforming them into scenes reminiscent of Manhattan, complete with actors in zombie makeup and props like a New York-style taxi and a fake subway entrance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Winnie the Pooh's very best friend, Christopher Robin.
If ever there's a tomorrow when we're not together, there's something you must remember.
And what might that be, Christopher Robin?
You're braver than you believe, and stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. But the most important thing is, even if we are apart, I'll always be with you. I'll always be with you. Always be with you.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.